Amazon today named 20 cities as finalists in the running to host its new headquarters, from Los Angeles to Austin to Chicago to Boston. And now get ready for the Apple sweepstakes. The company says it is going to open a second campus, part of a big announcement that also had the news that Apple will bring a large amount of the $250 billion it has kept overseas back into the U.S. following the passage of the tax overhaul. The company will pay $38 billion in taxes on that money. Apple also announced it's creating thousands of new jobs and offering employee bonuses. Yesterday, Rebecca Jarvis of ABC News asked Apple CEO Tim Cook about the changes.
There are large parts of this that are a result of the tax reform, and there's large parts of this that we would have done in any situation.
So it sounds like President Trump's tax bill has been a huge windfall for Apple.
Well, there are two parts of tax bill, right? There's a corporate piece and an individual piece. I do believe the corporate tax side will result in job creation and a faster growing economy.
Joining us now is Ben Johnson. He covers tech for Here and Now and is the host of the new podcast, Endless Thread. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's start with Apple bringing back that money. We've been talking about this for years, that Apple is storing so many billions of dollars overseas. How significant is it that they are going to bring that money back to the U.S.?
It is a big deal, and it's a lot of money. As per usual with these things, it'll probably be made into more of a big deal by Apple and others that support the move. And it gives the company some cover to give a bunch of money back to shareholders, which it might otherwise get some heat for. But it is a game changer. The question of whether it's a game changer for the U.S. economy and a bunch of like regular people, I would put a TBD on that.
Okay, and the other thing that they've announced is that they're going to give out $2,500 bonuses to employees. Now, a lot of companies have come out after the tax cut was passed and said they're going to give $1,000. I haven't heard of any doing $2,500.
Yeah, that's I think the highest I've seen as well. A lot of companies are handing out bonuses now that the bill has become law. American Airlines is giving employees $1,000. So is Bank of America. A bonus like this is a big deal for a middle-class employee. But remember, these are just bonuses, right? They're not raises. It's a one-time payout. And in Bank of America's case, for instance, it's getting several billion dollars from the tax changes. It's spending a fraction of that to give bonuses to employees.
What about the plans for a new campus? This, of course, reminds everybody of what Amazon did, although this one, it's not like they went out and asked for bids in the same way.
Right. That's true. And we don't know a lot about it yet, in part because of that. We have a few numbers. The second HQ would employ about 20,000 workers in comparison to the 14,000 at the brand new campus Apple just opened in Cupertino. What will those workers do? Unclear yet. The company says it'll start by having a lot of customer service support at its new campus. This will all happen over the next 5 years, by the way. It's part of this $350 billion commitment the company is making to the U.S. economy.
Why do they want to do this now?
Well, Jeremy, why does any tech giant do stuff like this? PR and taxes, right? We know about the new tax law passed in Congress. It has a provision that allows large companies like Apple to bring offshore money back to the U.S. With a kind of one-time low tax rate. Apple has, as we mentioned, a lot of money overseas, about $250 billion. The short-term lower tax rate is 15.5%. Carry the one. We're talking about $38 billion that the company will pay in taxes, which might have been closer to $88 billion, actually, if it didn't take advantage of this. So it's lower than it might otherwise be, and that's good for the company. But it's also about looking good, looking like the company is really, really contributing to the U.S. economy, which it will. It's bringing jobs back. It's investing in the U.S., stuff like that.
And they've already allowed Amazon to narrow down all of the cities that you might want to put your second headquarters in. Do you think that it's going to be the same group of cities that are considered for Apple's second campus?
That's a great question. I think these two searches are going to be different, even though they look similar on paper in some ways. Remember, Apple primarily wants to sell you computers. Amazon wants to sell you everything. That means we're likely talking about different kinds of workers. Part of Apple's expansion in the U.S. will be about customer service in the short term. As we said, maybe building out some of its other services in the longer term. Think iCloud, Apple Music, and the ever-present App Store. Amazon's new HQ2 will presumably employ a bunch of people from Amazon services to fulfillment, to running its massive online retail operations. But it may be that Apple will end up hiring more highly skilled workers where Amazon will have more of a mix.
Do you expect other companies to do this same thing? This is now the second big one. We haven't heard about Google trying to figure out where to put another headquarters, although Google's already got pretty big locations, especially in New York.
Yeah. Google is more built out if we're talking about tech companies, and Microsoft as well. So I don't know if we expect to see more like that.
That's Ben Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now, is the host of the new podcast, Endless Thread. Ben, thank you.
Thank you.